With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The College Basketball Experience, Mark Pope to Kentucky. What's next for BYU and more transfer portal madness on the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using that promo code TCESGPN to get 100% deposit match today. Plus, it's NFL draft season, so get on over there and check out the old-fashioned football because they're giving away an autographed NFL merch. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/off-contest. That is OFF contest to enter today. Welcome, everybody, to the College Basketball Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It's off season, Monday, April the 15th, but the news cycle never stops in college basketball. Mark Pope to Kentucky. What are we going to do with our BYU Cougars out of the Big 12 and more, more transfer portal mania? But if you are wondering, well, who's yelling at you tonight? I am Moneyline Mac, a.k.a. the former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin, also known as it's Mac tonight. Come on, make it Mac tonight. Welcome to another edition of Mac Tonight over at the College Basketball Experience. Appreciate you guys rocking with us tonight on this Monday evening. Shout out to Cannabis Capper. Shout out to Isaac Mike in the chat. Real quick, before I forget, because I am like Colby in that way, where I will forget if I do not say it at the beginning of the episode. Shoot some questions in the chat. We will do a segment at the end of the show where we'll all answer some of your guys' questions, make it a little more proactive just so I'm not talking as much. So shoot your messages in the chat. Also, make sure you subscribe, like the College Basketball Experience and all the other channels. But let's get into the main topic and the kind of dominated the headlines in college basketball for the weekend. Mark Pope returns, not to BYU. That is a typo. BYU fans wish he was coming back to BYU. Mark Pope takes a Kentucky job, comes back home. I think people didn't realize what level of excitement and buzz this would create in Lexington. Mark Pope, obviously a member of the 1996 Kentucky Wildcats, played in the NBA for what, 6-7 years? He was drafted by the Indiana Pacers. But, I mean, he made his name at Kentucky. And arguably, he was a part of the greatest college basketball team of the modern day in the 1996 Wildcats. I know we get sucked into what's recent, and UConn was great. UConn's run in March this year, last year was phenomenal. But this year, they lost 3 Big East games. Last year, they lost 6 or 5, 6, 7. I can't remember how many they lost. Kentucky ran the table in the SEC and then ran the table in the NCAA tournament, blew everybody out that was in their way the whole time. So Kentucky, arguably, maybe the greatest college basketball team of their modern era. And Mark Pope was front and center. So that's why that kind of ovation was there when Mark Pope returned home. you could see the level of excitement with his video that some people had an issue with at BYU. I thought it was fine. I mean, he was the best player on arguably the best teams in Kentucky history. He obviously loves Big Blue Nation. He's excited to come home. He's going to do a great job there. He arguably at BYU last year, he did as good a coaching job as any coach in the country, in my opinion. Him and Otzelberger won two based off of what the roster had. But for him to come into the Big 12, which is the best league in America, and finish fifth is a hell of a job in year number one. 23-11, 10-8. And they did it by being unique. Space and pace is what they say. They shot a lot of threes. They did it with vets. They played through the point forward with Khalifa, Tiara as well. I know that it ended disappointing losing to Duquesne the way they did in the first round, but it doesn't take away from the absolute perfect A-plus year that BYU had in their inaugural year in the Big 12. They were really good also in the WCC as well. He finished runner-up to Gonzaga in a lot of those years, including the year where Gonzaga basically ran the table. So he finishes his time in BYU 110-52, 49-23 in league play, and did a great job. And he was good at Utah Valley. He turned that program around, then gave it to Mark Madsen. We've seen that become a staple. I'm looking forward to how he does at Kentucky. And you know me, I hate Kentucky, but I kind of want to root for Kentucky now because I want Mark Pope to succeed at his alma mater. Isaac Mike in the chat. 96 team, 2012, both of those teams were really fucking good. 2015 obviously was really good as well. They didn't get the job done. Isaac Mike as well, if they get the NIL package for Reed Sheppard, I think he'll have a 25-40% chance. I think Reed Sheppard's probably going to the NBA. But I do know that Mark Pope and Sheppard's old man were roommates, so if there is anybody to lure him back in, it would be Mark Pope, but it's hard to argue. I mean, he's probably going to be a lottery pick. I know he didn't start, and that was a big controversy this year. I think he should go to the NBA. Maybe he doesn't want to play for one of his old man's good friends. But I mean, like I said, if anybody's going to lure him back, it would be Mark Pope. This is one of the pros of the NIL era, that you can lure guys back from the NBA. They arguably will make more money in college basketball versus the NBA, but I would probably think Reed Sheppard's out. Shout out to Kentucky, Big Blue Nation, for showing up the way they did. 20,000 strong, more outside the arena to greet one of their own. The bus, the 96 team, A-plus for logistics. Well done, Kentucky. Overall, so Mark Pope, that's the other side of it. On the other side, let's talk BYU, because BYU is now entering a critical hiring, being in the Big 12. And the way Mark Pope had the little bit of momentum in year number one, they can't fall behind. But before we do so, like I said, it's the NFL draft. So get on over there to the corner with the old-fashioned footballer giving away some autographed merch to celebrate JSN, Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Frank Gore, and many more. Old-fashioned football. Come over for the football and save for the whiskey. That's what I like to hear. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/off-contest. That is the OFF contest, old-fashioned football. Shout out to everybody rocking with us tonight, and shout out to the old-fashioned football. Shout out to college basketball, too, for being a year-round sport now, where we don't just pick games, and now we can talk about college hoops year-round. On the other side, so we talked about Mark Pope to Kentucky, and Rush and I dove into the BYU coaching search. Obviously, Rambling Rush, my Big 12 co-host, also co-host of the Ryan and Rush Show. His family has BYU ties, so he's been a BYU fan his whole life. This is a critical, critical hire for BYU. Because they are in the Big 12. They had a plus year, like we talked about. They need to continue the momentum of what they were establishing year number one of the league. They can't just hire somebody that's going to be a safe hire, because next thing you know, you're going to be finishing between 13 and 16 in the Big 12 year after year after year. And and that's not going to get it done in the Big 12 and not going to get you to the NCAA tournament. So a couple names being thrown around. I know Matt Norlander and what was it, KSL, that covers BYU as well. Those guys are all covering this as well, so go check out their good work. Chris Burgess from the University of Utah, he was an assistant at BYU during this time as well. He was with Pope at BYU and Utah Valley, so he has some familiarity. He is a Utah alum. Utah and BYU fucking hate each other. There's no secret about that. So we'll be interested to see what they do with there. I would imagine Burgess will get an interview because of his ties to Utah, or sorry, to BYU, even though he's at Utah. Barrett Peary, also from UNLV, he was a Southern Utah guy. Played at the University of Southern Utah. He was a head coach of Portland State. He also was associate head coach for the one really good year of Mark Adams. Did a great job there. Spent the last year for Kevin Kruger at UNLV. So maybe he gets a crack at it. He does have head coaching experience at Portland State. He does have Big 12 experience as well, being at Texas Tech. Also, other guys, they've rumored out the NBA. I've been very on the record. I hate NBA hires. I think it's two different games. So I would try to stay away from that as much as possible. But Kevin Young from the Phoenix Suns has been rumored. The other one, there was another NBA guy that was rumored. Quincy Lewis as well. So we'll see if they do go the NBA route. I hope that they don't do that, because rarely the NBA route does work out. Casey Beard from Houston, he's been with Kelvin Sampson, and he's a former Utah Jazz video coordinator, so we'll see if they go that route, the younger route. But in my opinion, it probably will be one of the first two names, Burgess and Barrett Peary, so the UNLV assistant or the Burgess from Utah. But I can't state this enough how important of a hire this is for Brigham Young, that they were able to establish a culture here, and you're number one in the Big 12. A lot of us, including myself, thought that they were going to come in the league and take it on the chin. They exceeded expectations, but if they get this hire wrong, then it's going to be 3, 4, 5 years of them finishing the bottom four, even bottom three or two if they don't get this hire right. So we'll keep you up to date on the BYU side of things. Guys are hitting the portal for them, unfortunately. I mean, it is what it is. Khalifa, I talked about it. Saunders hit the portal. Hall hit the portal. So they're going to get raided. It is what it is. We'll see how many follow Pope from BYU to Kentucky. But that's just the nature of the business. So BYU looking for a coach. They could promote within as well. One of their assistants just took the UT Rio Grande job as well. So a lot of movement, a lot of coaching carousel movement. It never ends, and we never end on the college basketball experience either, because we're brought to you by, well, Underdog Fantasy, because we can play alongside all season long with the promo code TCESGPM for those watching on YouTube.com/thecollegeexperience, right there at the top. You know, we've been giving out winners left and right. I queued up something over today in that playing games for the NBA. I gave out we went lower on LeBron's points tomorrow night. I don't know if the Lakers want to win that game. They might want to get the 8th seed so they can avoid the Nuggets. And we went higher on Zion Williamson assists, get his teammates involved. So get on over there, promo code TCESGPN, and they will double your first deposit up to $100 instantly with Pick'em Special, UnderdogFantasy.com, and use that promo code TCESGPN. Must be 18 or older. Present to say where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms of play, concerned with your play. Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. All righty, we are back on the College Basketball Experience. Reminder, fire your questions in the chat for the end of the show, and we'll do a little back and forth, one-on-one in the paint. But hold on real quick. Let me refresh, the internet, make sure that I'm not missing the latest, guy that hit the portal between now and the 14 minutes that I started this episode. I don't see anybody right now, but if anybody hits the portal, let me know, and I'll get it updated in my database that I got right here. All right, ready. This is going to be a good one here because we're recapping the extended weekend. Last time we talked was Wednesday or Thursday. So we're recapping the whole weekend and Monday with the portal. So here we go. Miles Rice went from Wazoo to Indiana. He was a 6'3 freshman guard. Really good. Helped contribute to the NCAA tournament. 15 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. A good get for Mike Woodson. They needed some perimeter scoring. They get it with Miles Rice. There is rumors that Ballo could be on the way and others. We'll keep you updated when it actually goes official. If it goes official, everything's a rumor. Sam Alexis, a 6'9 sophomore, talented guy that could face up, 11 points, 9 rebounds, coming over from Chattanooga to join that talented Florida team in year 3 of the Todd Golden era. This one went on Friday night, I think. J.P. Pegues going from Furman to Auburn, the 6'1 guard, can really go. A 3-year starter at Furman, 18 points a game, 5 assists, shot 37-38% from 3. Gives Auburn a much-needed veteran guard after they lost multiple guys, including KD Johnson and Aiden Holloway. So that's the first piece. I would assume Auburn will add some more firepower in that backcourt because they always got guards at Auburn. Staying in. So, damn, the fucking SoCon is just feeding right to the SEC because Mikel Browns-Jones, everybody that loved UC Greensboro this year, this guy can flat out play 19 points, 8 rebounds, and he shot 43% from 3. He goes in place for Chris Beard, who's really good with those 6'7", 6'8", 6'9 guys, midsize. And they got another one today. So Ole Miss hitting the portal early and often. We know Chris Beard's track record in the portal, his success. They get Malik Dia over from Belmont, 6'9 guy that can make shots, 16 points a game, 6 rebounds. So a good start to year number 2 for Chris Beard and company down there in Oxford, Mississippi. Aaron Bradshaw, the 7-1 freshman that all you Kentucky fans know. He was in and out of the starting lineup, but a lot of people wanted him to play more. Some never wanted him to play. He's going over to the Ohio State University, averaged 5 points, 3 rebounds, gives them a rim protector, a big body. He joins the transfer portal class of Michi Johnson, who's coming back from South Carolina. So he went Ohio State, South Carolina, then back to Ohio State once Diebler got the job. So good start for Diebler there in the portal. I hate to say this because they're leaving the Big 12 for the SEC. Texas had the weekend of any team in the portal. The trio of Tremon Mark, Julian Larry, Jason Kent all come over, two of them from Indiana State, so that Schwartz going over from Indiana State to St. Louis. Now you got Tremon Mark, who started his career at Houston, played for Kelvin Sampson, then the Must Bus last year, now to Texas for, I don't even know if it's his last year. I think it's fifth year in college, 16 points a game, 4 rebounds to 36% beyond the arc. Also, Julian Larry, a 6'3 guard, and he could fill it up from 3, 46% from 3, one of the best 3-point shooters in the country, one of the big reasons they won the NIT. Same with Jason Kent, a 6'8 forward that averaged 14 points and 8 rebounds. So, biggest winner of the weekend, the Texas Longhorns, Rodney Terry. They've had success in the portal. They did just lose Tyrese Hunter and Dylan Mitchell, but they got plenty of reinforcements on the way. Kylan Boswell's going from Arizona back home to his home state in Illinois. Played 2 years for Tommy Lloyd and the Wildcats, 10 points, 4 assists. And he's going to join the couple commits that have already hit or already landed in Champaign. I see Chris Moore in the chat talking about it. Illinois is having a good start. Trey White coming over from Louisville, Jake Davis. Now they got the head man at the point guard position. Underwood's been good in the portal last year. So we'll see if they can continue the momentum, build off of that Elite Eight last year. Darlin Stone Dubar coming over from Hofstra to Tennessee. I'm not saying he's Dalton Kanek. I'm not saying that. But this guy at Hofstra averaged 18.7 rebounds, 40% from three. So he's going to help fill the void, scoring the basketball at Tennessee that kind of haunted them for years to come in March before Kanek hit, before Kanek came through via the portal last year. So good get for Rick Barnes. I would assume they're going to add another guy to replace Adu. I never can pronounce his name. So Tennessee's lost some guys in the portal, but they also will gain plenty in the portal as well. Tony Perkins, I like Tony Perkins. I'm actually a big fan of his game. He's coming over from Iowa, played there for 4 years. He's going to spend his fifth year at Missouri. 6'3", 6'4", strong guard, 14 points a game, 5 assists, 2 steals, plays defense. He's going to join Jacob Cruz, who went over from UT Martin over to Missouri. So Dennis Gates, big year. Year one, golden in the portal when he brought a lot of his guys from Cleveland State. Last year, struck out. End result, went 0-20 or whatever they were in the SEC. So pivotal year number three in Columbia for Dennis Gates. Good little start here with Tony Perkins and Jacob Cruz coming over to head their portal class. Javion McCollum is going from Oklahoma to Georgia Tech. He's a good guard, 6'2", average 13 points a game. A lot of people wonder what happened to Siena last year. Siena lost McCollum the year before to Oklahoma. So this is kind of the ripple down or the trickle down effect of, unfortunately, these mid majors that have a lot of success. They lose their guys to the portal, to the high majors. Now McCollum goes to his third school in 3 years. Oklahoma to Georgia Tech, so 6'2 guard. Big Z, everybody knows Big Z from old Kentucky. He said, no, thank you, Mark Pope. I'm going to Arkansas to join my guy, Coach Cal. I think that's Coach Cal's first commit. So 7'2", freshman, or he's going to be a sophomore. Obviously very talented, very entertaining. Looking forward to seeing what Big Z does. And Pig Suey. I can't talk right now. Too many portal guys. Travis in the chat asks, where am I getting this information? A combination of everywhere. On Three does a good job. 24/7 does a good job. But a lot of it just track it on Twitter as well. So it's on my Word document that I have handy right here on the other side of my screen. So it's a combination of everything. But go follow On Three and go follow 24/7. They do a good job of trying to follow this as much as possible. It's virtually impossible, especially with what's going to start with football tomorrow as well, which I'm sure Colby's going to be diving into. Youngblood is going over, Chris Youngblood. So he starts three-year starter at Kennesaw, goes over to USF, helps Abdur Rahim win the league in year number one. Now he's going to Alabama. I don't know if Sears is coming back. Estrada's out, so Nate Oates has been really good with guards. Youngblood's headed over to the Tide, 15 points a game, 42% from three. Talented guy, old guy. It's going to fit right in at Alabama for Nate Oates. Good fit. He joins Houston Mallett, who's also coming over from Pepperdine, which I think broke while they were in their Final Four run. Jordan Sears going over from UT Martin to LSU. Jordan Sears, big reason why. Why UT Martin was able, him and Cruz were able, why UT Martin was able to have such a special year. Their coach gets another job. They're in the portal. 22 points a game, 43% from three, 5 assists. He joins Cam Carter coming over from K-State. So there's a backcourt there for Matt McMahon at LSU. So something to monitor there. It's a big year for Matt McMahon, too. He hasn't made the NCAA tournament year. Number three, Will Wade had it going there. Who knows? Will Wade might be looking for a new job if McNeese gets it rolling again there. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Good start, though, for McMahon in a year he's got to win just like Dennis Gates. Tyler Perkins going over from Penn to Villanova. So he's going over, going Philly Crosstown, 6'4", freshman guard last year, 14 points game, 35% from three. Helped the old Quakers beat the Villanova Wildcats in that rivalry. So he's got to help out the big brother here so that Villanova never loses to Penn or the other Philly six teams. Frankie Collins going over from Arizona State to TCU, technically in Big 12. transfer now that Arizona State is coming into the Big 12. 6'2 guard. I think he, where did he, this is his third school. I'm drawing a blank on where he started a couple years ago. But anyway, multiple year starter at Arizona State, 14 points a game, 3 assists. He joined CJ Walker from UCF. So another Big 12 transfer here to be the new wave of what will be Jamie Dixon's portal class. Dixon's been good with the portal. We'll see if he can have success again here with a couple other guys and Collins and Walker. Jari Davis going over from Delaware to Syracuse. Davis averaged, he was a very productive player at Delaware, may I add. 6'7 guy, 17 and 8 points a game. He joins our guy, Eddie Lampkin, who is on his third school, TCU, Colorado, now Syracuse, to finish out his college career. So Syracuse there, trying to get things going, get back to the dance for the first time post-Jim Boeheim era. Connor Hickman, the sharpshooter from Bradley, 3-year starter, coming over to the Cincinnati Bearcats. Bearcats are going to need some much-needed shooting. After last year, they were more of a defensive team, so they a perimeter guy that's going to help them out. B.J. Omet over from North Dakota to Mark Madsen and the Cal Golden Bears, 17 points, 4 rebounds. Productive guy there for a good North Dakota team. Jabari Abdur-Rahim is the third Providence guy to commit. He's over from Georgia. He is a 6'8 guy, 12 points a game. He's going to join the big fella from St. Joe's, Christ Isanduku, and Bensley Joseph from Miami, the guard. Where are we at? We're at Memphis now. Memphis is going to get Colby Rogers from Wichita State, 16 points. Shot 40% from three. We talked about Haggerty last time we covered the portal coming over from Tulsa. And then Dane Dodgy from Illinois. I think he committed to Memphis like in the second half of when they were getting their ass beat by UConn. That's how quick that thing went down. Benny Williams going over from Syracuse to UCF, 6'9 guy. It never really seemed to work out there at Syracuse. So 5 points, 4 rebounds, playing 18 games. J.J. Trainer going from Louisville to DePaul. Fucking DePaul has 5 commits through the portal already. When I was doing my prep work before the show, I did not realize DePaul's already got 5 guys via the portal. They got Connor Enright, from Drake as well, 43% 3-point shooter. Trainer was limited in Louisville, basically just like the whole Kenny Payne era, limited. He played in 8 games, averaged 10 points. They join Troy D'Amico from Southern Illinois, CJ Gunn from Indiana, and David Thomas from Mercer. Who else we got? We got CJ Jones coming over. UIC to Kansas State, averaged 11 points, 5 assists. That's going to be their backcourt with Doug McDaniel from Michigan. We talked about McDaniel. I like to fit another small guard to go play for Jerome Tang. They're going to try and rebuild that backcourt. So hopefully year number 3 better than year number 2 for Tang. We're going to start calling the Akron Zips the West Virginia Zips because Josiah Harris goes over there from West Virginia, Seth Wilson from West Virginia, and James Okonkwo, who was at Carolina last year, but the year before that at West Virginia. So 3 former Mountaineers going to play for the Akron Zips. So I'll be rooting for the Zips this year. All 3 good kids pulling for them in their new stop in Cleveland. Couple under-the-radar ones that kind of flew under the big names. Justin Taylor going from Syracuse to James Madison. Paul McCaffrey, son of Fran McCaffrey, going over from Iowa to Butler. Basically a career 9-10-point guy, 33% from beyond the arc. Mike Peavy going from TCU to Georgetown. He was a 6'7", 6'8 wing, started at Texas Tech. Now he's going to Georgetown to give Ed Cooley a swingman there in year number 2. Jalen Young from Memphis to Vermont. Limited guy in his time at Memphis, but looking for an expanded role at Vermont. This keep an eye on this one. Tyron Moore is going from Georgia Southern to UAB. Tyron Moore is a 5'10", 5'11 guard who averaged 17 points and 40% from 3. They almost beat App State. He went bonkers. That could be the next guy that Andy Kennedy gets, and he just goes crazy. So look for him to have a big step going to play for Andy Kennedy, who's a guard-friendly coach down there in Birmingham. Zed Key from Ohio State to Dayton. He's been there 4 years. That one kind of flew under the radar, and that's all I got. That's it. That's all. As of right now, that's all I got. Pulled up the best available still. We can do a little Ballo. It sounds like things are trending towards Michigan, Indiana. From Arizona, I know my guy Michael Huffer. He's a big Indiana Hoosiers fan. He wants Mr. Ballo. It's a big year for Mike Woodson. We talked about it. John L. Davis, he's in the portal. It'll be interesting to see what he's going to do. Clark, it seems like Malik Mack is trending towards Georgetown from Harvard. So that would be another piece for Ed Cooley in year number two. AJ Storr continues to ask for $6 zillion. He should go work for Congress with how much money he's asking for. Cliff Amori, the transfer from Rutgers, is still out there. Jonas Adu from Tennessee. That one kind of surprised me when he hit the portal over the weekend. Another one that seems like it's trending that way from Stanford to Indiana is Cannon Carley or Carlisle. Mike Woodson early and often in this portal. Grant Osabar, our guy from Utah State, who was great last year. I think he'll probably end up at Washington, kind of like Avila. I think he's going to end up at St. Louis. I think Vlad Golden's going to end up at Michigan. Mark Mitchell. We'll be interested to see where he goes. I think he has visits with K-State and Missouri. I saw a tweet today that Brandon Garrison was most likely going to go to Oklahoma, and I almost threw up. So we'll be interested to see what happens there. We're here every step of the portal. Those are just some of the big-name guys. I'm just trying to make sure I didn't miss any. I did see – who did I just saw? I just saw somebody hit the portal like an hour ago. I'm not looking. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Anything you guys got in the chat? Let me scroll through, make sure I didn't miss anything so that we can answer to the best of my capabilities after reading off 7 billion zillion names. Candace Capper, I think he's gonna be good at Kentucky because he played there. I think he knows what he's getting into. I don't think the moment's going to be too big for him. Hell, he had BYU ready for the Big 12. That's all I needed to see. I don't think they're gonna have as sexy a team. But I mean, let's be real, Kentucky. You haven't been to the Final Four in over a decade. You haven't been past first weekend since basically the modern day college basketball changed with the portal and NIL. I think it's going to be more of what they used to be. Under Rick Pitino, under Tubby, and they won a lot of damn games that way. So you don't need 5 first-round picks to win in college basketball. I think they'll get old. They'll play team basketball. They'll be a reflection of him and his team. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to seeing Mark Pope back on the sidelines in Kentucky. Is this the least sexy hire? So Cal was obviously sexy. Gillespie was sexy at the time. Tubby wasn't that sexy. I mean, since Tubby, because Pitino obviously was sexy. Tubby was not because he was at Georgia before that. He was an assistant, but shit, Tubby won a national championship. I know it was with Rick's players, but Tubby had as much success as John Calipari in Lexington. So I think less sexy hires is better. So I'm looking forward to it. Cannabis Capper, I do think our guy Avila is most likely going to be a Billiken with his head coach. Chris Moore asked a good question. I have not heard much on John L. Davis. I want to say it was Louisville and Michigan was the last I heard. I have not heard much on his visits. I know he will not be going back to FAU. I can tell you that. Just researching and see if there's anything new on him. I know he was rumored at Houston as well, but I think he's going to end up at Michigan. I think he's going to end up playing for Dusty May again. So, especially because it really seems like Vlad Golden's trending that way. So, all right, guys, that does it. Another edition of Mac Tonight. Make sure you're subscribed to the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to all the channels, the Big 12 Experience, the College Football Experience with Colby, NC Nick, Patty C, and those guys. Go check out the College Baseball Experience. Omaha will be here before we know it. And, yeah, I'll be back with you guys tomorrow night, rocking on the College Basketball Experience. Send in your questions early just so that we can talk about it throughout the episode. Want this to be more with the community throughout the offseason, not just me yelling about how much I hate the ACC and I love the Big 12 and all the other shit. You guys listen to me from November 4th next year. It'll be through the first Monday in April. So that'll do it for another edition of the College Basketball Experience. I am Mac, Moneyline Mac, a.k.a. Mac Tonight. You better start thinking about yours. And we are out of here. Cheers.